This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Speaking of a good start to the week, I saw a study that actually said that you actually don't need 10,000 steps a day to help your health. It's actually quite a bit fewer than that. I want to welcome to the program Jessica DeLuis. She has a lot of initials behind her name, MHS, PAC, CCMS. All I know is that she is known as the Wellness Kitchenista. She's won an Emmy. She knows all things health and wellness. Good morning to you, Jessica.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. First of all, tell me what all these initials behind your name mean for our audience. MHS, PAC, CCMS, please explain.
I sure will. You know, it's my mother's claim to fame. She loves all the letters, she says. So Master's of Health Science, I also have a Master's of Health Science and Physician Assistant Studies. So I practice medicine as a physician assistant, or we're changing the name over to physician associate nationally pretty soon. And then I have a certification in culinary medicine. So that is through the American College of Culinary Medicine. I went to Tulane University. And that's pretty neat because it teaches healthcare practitioners how to use food to help our patients, you know, and incorporate that into their care plans.
Plenty of good food down in New Orleans, too, as an aside, where Tulane is. Give me some of those beignets. Let me start with this, Jessica, that a new study came out. You know, we all think 10,000 steps per day is kind of the benchmark. But this new study suggests that 7,000 steps a day could be enough to boost your essential health markers. What do you make of this study out of the University of Sydney?
Yeah, I really like this study. And so what this study looked at was a bunch of different other studies that had previously been done, and they reanalyzed the data. And they saw that there was an inflection point right around 5,000 to 7,000 steps. Why I love this so much, Sean, is when we look at that inflection point, we see decreased all-cause mortality. We see improvements in cardiovascular health, improvements in blood pressure, decreased risk of type 2 diabetes. And I think that 7,000 steps for many of my patients that I see is much more achievable, don't you think, than that 10,000 step marker. And it really will only take you about 20, 30 minutes a day to get those steps in. And so what is really neat is that really does already align with the guidelines for exercise that most adults were given by our governing bodies. You know, we have guidelines for Americans, John. So like about 30 minutes of moderate exercise a day, most days per week, about 150 per week, is really where we're going to see those really beneficial health effects. So I think this study just confirms that, and much more achievable for the everyday person who's working, who's a parent, right, who has other commitments.
Exactly. I mean, I've been sitting here for the last 2.5 hours getting zero steps. So it's hard to get that 10,000 if you don't get a good jump start to the morning. All right, Jessica, I know you know all things health and wellness, so you have to help explain this to myself and our audience. I keep reading about these gut microbes and what are called forever chemicals. So can we just start at the beginning? What exactly are forever chemicals, and why in the world are they in my news feed every single day?
Yeah, I am really loving that we're calling awareness to forever chemicals. So forever chemicals, to give you a relatable example, many people think about non-stick cookware when we talk about forever chemicals. So the Teflon, right? And the thing with the issue with forever chemicals is they are just that. They stick around in the environment forever. They are really difficult to degrade. They are now in our water supply. And I think the recent statistic I read was about 98% of people will have a discernible amount in the blood test. So people are walking around with forever chemicals in their body because we just are exposed to them everywhere. So forever chemicals are, they're unique. I'm going to get a little sciencey here for you, but they're very unique because they're both hydrophilic and fatphilic. So they repel both water and oil. So if you think about that unique characteristic, that is why it is in nonstick cookware. That is why it is lining our food containers. That is why it's in like waterproof mascara, for example. So all of these things that make, you know, our conveniences, our personal care products, our cookware, they're using forever chemicals. But the problem is forever chemicals now, when we invented them and we used them so widely, we knew that they would stick around so long and they would become such an issue. And they're causing issues for human health is the real concern now. We're seeing that they're linked to certain cancers, hormonal issues, fertility, thyroid issues. So there's a lot to be concerned about when it comes to forever chemicals.
So speaking of that, I read a study out of Cambridge that suggests that some gut microbes can actually absorb and help the body excrete these forever chemicals. How does that work?
Yeah, super cool. So the microbes that we're talking about exist in the microbiome. Have you heard that word before, microbiome?
I have, but please explain it again.
Sure. So the microbiome is trillions, if not more, of these microbes that live in our body and on our body. So through our mouth and our digestive system, on our skin, and basically they work synergistically with our immune system. So they, when optimal and when robust and healthy, they can really have benefits for our overall health. They help us digest. They can help, you know, help us with bowel regularity, all these things. So pretty interesting stuff. There is a study that was done out of Cambridge, as you mentioned, and they looked at one particular microbe. A few of them are potentially going to do the same thing, but one in particular that can absorb these forever chemicals in the gut. And they kind of just suck them in, hold on to them, and then when we, you know, when we have our natural bodily processes and things are excreted, they're excreted along with these microbes. So it's really interesting to show the potential of how can we utilize certain bacteria or other microbes to sequester these forever chemicals from our body and get rid of them. So I think that there's a lot of neat potential here with this study.
And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let me ask you this, because, you know, Matt on our team here has been doing a lot more cooking. He revealed to us in the last segment a brief time ago as we did a segment about more people spending time at home. So my question is, what kind of practical steps can Matt and the rest of the audience take right now to kind of limit their exposure here, especially, you know, we have cookouts over the summer, we have Labor Day gatherings. What can people do?
So with specific regard to forever chemicals, I would say limit your exposure as much as possible. So if you can just switch out your forever chemical laden cookware with something like stainless steel, that's an easy swap. And you know, John, that I cook a lot on social media and we do some cooking classes. Once you learn how to cook with stainless steel, it's not as overwhelming as a lot of people think it is. There's just some certain tactics that you have to take, but that's an easy swap to make. Also thinking about what you're getting your food in. If you're shopping primarily in the section with fresh produce or fresh meat, you can look for options that are not packaged with those forever chemicals and just bring your own like cotton bags to put your produce in, for example. So limiting your exposure is the first step. And then as these scientists can understand the microbes and their function and how we can actually populate our own gut with them better, we can start to incorporate those into our lifestyle. But first and foremost, eliminate your exposure to forever chemicals.
Jessica, I have about 20 seconds. Can you explain PFAS to us?
Yeah, sure. Yep. So PFAS, PFOA, those are going to be the types of forever chemicals that you're going to see. They're the actual scientific names for them. So there's a few. There's actually 40. Yeah, there's like 47,000 plus forever chemicals. PFAS, PFOA, those are going to be those scientific terms that you'll see marketed or in the literature.
All right. How can people keep up with you on social or wherever you are, Jessica?
Sure. The Wellness Kitchenista, spelled exactly how it sounds, on all the social platforms, including Substack. And I do a monthly live cooking class on Substack. That's really, really fun. So tune in. It's only $5 a month. But otherwise, The Wellness Kitchenista, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all the things.
All right. Jessica DeLuise, thank you so much for your time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.